Hey, we want to welcome everybody to our second podcast that we're doing called The Roundtable, just to give you guys a little bit of an introduction of what The Roundtable is and what we're trying to accomplish. Is we're taking biblical principles or things that people hear on a Sunday morning or things that people read inside of a book or inside of scripture that maybe they don't know how to apply to life, and try to figure out how do you apply it to your real life and how do you put it into practice. Today, excited about our episode, we're going to be talking to Gia Reed and Rand Kern. We're going to be talking about Champs Academy and how Champs Academy fits into this whole idea of how do we take our faith and apply it into exercise, which all of us know that exercise doesn't always fit with faith, you know, or maybe we need to redeem ourselves after what we thought during the exercise time of doing that. But how we put it all together, a little history on Champs Academy. Champs Academy was started probably 4, 5, 6 years ago. I don't actually remember when it was actually started.
Wow.
But it was started as a performance training facility for high schoolers to be able to help them train and be able to help them get college scholarships. It's kind of evolved from that, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here today. But it was founded with the idea too that it's more about the physical body, it's about mind, body, and soul, and how all those things fit together. So excited to be able to talk about it, go through kind of the history of where it's at to where it is today, and the great things that are going on there today, and the people that are involved with it. So Gia and Rayanne, great to have you guys on here today. So first of all, tell us a little bit about you first, Gia. Tell us a little bit about who you are, a little bit about your life, what's happening in your life. Then Rayanne, you can introduce yourself. So Gia, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a hairdresser. I work in Urbana, Indiana. I don't know how many people know where that is, but I'm married to Mike Reed, who is a farmer. We have two kids. Sydney is 25 and Kyle is 21. Kyle is operating his own big hog operation, so that's exciting. I don't know what else.
Well, Gia, how did you?
How did I come to Champs?
How did you from Urbana, right? Because anybody that doesn't know that, it's not like right next to Huntington.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be just like you were driving by and found Champs Academy or Life Church.
Yeah.
In that. So how did you end up at Champs Academy?
My friend Linda Wall had told me about Life Church as a church. And I had come here a couple times, and it was just really, I would say probably a God thing. My sister has always been very active in CrossFit and exercising, and she had called me one day and she said, "Hey, you got to come to this Champs Academy that, you know, they're starting a new program, you know, whatever." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know that. I've gone to church at Life Church a couple times." And so she invited me to come down on a Thursday, and we did a workout together. I literally thought I was gonna die. I'm like, this is for the birds. But that's when I first met Rayanne, and just slowly started coming, and you know, now it's just a great experience. I come 5 days a week and have been for about 2 years, so yeah. Really enjoy it.
Yeah, at that time too, Rayanne wasn't leading or running Champs at that time.
Yeah,
or
she was. Yeah, she had just started.
I was already here.
Because that time has kind of ran. Yeah, I mean, been longer than I think.
Yes.
You know, that you've been in charge. And so Rand, tell us a little bit about you and maybe a little bit how you ended up at Champs and how you're a part of it now.
Okay, so I have been a part of Champs for almost 5 total years. So I started off teaching a couple of HIIT classes. So I'm one of the crazy ones that comes at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And
not me.
So I started off doing that, and then a couple of years ago, you asked me to take a leap of faith and come manage the facility, and here I am doing that today.
Which, again, just so our audience knows this, when she says a big leap of faith, like a huge leap of faith, because she was I say this, and she can explain what this really means, but she's like a bigwig at Nove. Like, everybody knows her. She's really important there, has, you know, and essentially liked your job. It wasn't like, hey, I'm, you know, a disgruntled employee, and
right.
So I want to find something else. It was like, I love my job. Lots of people know me. You're having a lot of of influence, great things are happening. And then I come up to you and say, hey, how would you like to take over Champs? Which we're not really doing that well. And we're still trying to figure out how to make it all work. And we're still trying to figure out how to make it all fit into the community. And so, hey, would you be willing to leave a completely stable, awesome job that has great benefits to come and be a part of Champs?
That pretty much sums it up. So, a little backstory. So I, a couple of years before I left Nove. So I'd been at Nove for 10 years. And yes, loved my job, worked in human resources, loved it. Well, a couple of years prior to this, I had started feeling like I wanted to do something more, like maybe I was being called to do something different, but I didn't know what that looked like. And I then have, so I, again, I was working in Columbia City, so I'm working at that facility. And like the next year, I had the opportunity to move to the Markle facility, and I thought, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And but that little voice inside just was still there, like there was something else I was supposed to be doing. And so when you approached me about doing that, yes, it was crazy. Like, it literally made no sense for me to come do this, but yet it did make sense, because that was the voice I was hearing about doing something different. And I had actually called upon two of my best friends, and I said, your job is to come up with every reason why I should not do this, and your job is to give me the reasons why I should. So we met, and my friend who was supposed to talk me out of it said, I can think of no reason why you shouldn't do this. I feel like this is what you're being led to do. And the topper for that was, then you and I met, and you really don't know me that well. So for you to answer all of my questions and not know me was a big deal for me. So when we met, you said, do you want to ask me your questions, or do you want me just to kind of talk a little bit? And I said, you go ahead. And you answered questions that there's no way you would have known. So what do you do on your downtime? What does this look like? What does that look like? Which maybe would not be important to all people, but it was for me. I'm a very driven individual. So it was important to me to feel like I was making a difference. And this just looks, at the time, looked a lot different than what I was doing. So
yeah, I think both of you guys would agree that the crazy thing about how God works in each one of our lives is that we get to these crossroads. And I think the crossroads for each one of us are different, you know, on the levels of faith that we're going to have to take a step. But our worry, I think, or our fear always is this really going to work? Mm-hmm. You know, is this really, or the fear of, is it really the right decision? Because I think a lot of people are afraid to make decisions in faith because they're like, what if it's the wrong one? Like, do I get, you know, an X from God for making a wrong decision? Or if I make the wrong decision, is it going to hurt somebody else? But I think the cool thing is that both of your lives are a representation of when you hear that still small voice, it's like, hey, I should do something. You know God's already working, mm-hmm. right? Like, there's already something else in front of what's happening. And I think for our audience, it's something to learn from. You know what I mean? Is that if you hear the still small voice, it usually is God's working in front of you. So trust that if you take those steps, although it might not be perfect, you know, we're all laid out, you know, that God is already in front of you and great things are happening. And I think,
Absolutely. And it was strange, because if I think about what I did, so I still don't see it as a big deal, because I truly feel like that was God leading me to this point. And this is where he's led me, and I listen for once.
No, I know, but I think both of you guys would know this, and maybe our audience can relate with this. Like, in Scripture, it says, like, here's Peter and John, or here's these disciples, and people would look at them and say, those are people who have been with Jesus, mm-hmm. right? And the reason would be is because they're doing things that the rest of the world would say doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. right? Like, I doubt whether very many people would look at your decision and be like, wow, that was wise.
Well, I kind of get that look a lot of times when I tell people this is where I was and now this is what I'm doing, and it's, okay. I
mean, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Most of the decisions that you guys would make in life, the outside world is always going to look at it and say, I don't know if that makes sense, but how we react in it and the things that we do is the reason that people can say, oh, I mean, I see Jesus. Mm-hmm. in that moment because we are acting outside of what's normal. Right. And no normal person would usually take those steps of faith. So it's a great opportunity or a great witness to people to be able to see that. So let's have a time, let the audience get to know you guys a little bit, what's going on in your life right now. So I always want to ask people, what are you reading? What are you watching? What do you love doing right now? So, you know, I don't know, are you guys Netflix people? Are you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So are you binge watching anything on Netflix right now?
I'm watching The Gilmore Girls. I can't believe you haven't watched The Gilmore Girls.
Is this something that it looks like I would watch?
No, absolutely
would like?
Not.
No, I wouldn't like it.
No. But I've been watching The Gilmore Girls, and I can't just usually watch something. So I'll walk on the treadmill, and I'll watch it. And I have been known to just start laughing out loud.
I saw
and
her
I
do
don't
it
even,
the, I saw
And
her
I don't even know that I'm doing
day.
It.
Yeah.
But it makes me laugh. And so I like
you
it.
You can watch things on the treadmill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm walking.
On your phone.
Listen, I'm in a secret steps challenge, and so I have to win.
Okay.
So I try to get as many steps in as
She's
possible.
She's not competitive.
Okay. Not at all. But I am number one right now. I am leading.
I'm trying to think about what happens to me on a treadmill, and it's for sure not the ability to watch anything.
Well, when I start to laugh, I almost fall off sometimes. But
So do you give recommendations to people like, hey, I'm watching this on Netflix.
Oh, we do this all the time. Gia and I do specifically.
Yeah. Yes.
So we watch The Outlander.
We're
all watching The Outlander. We've all watched that. And then after that was over, what were we watching?
Well, then we've done Game of Thrones. We did that.
Can we say that on here?
Well,
if
you can say Outlander, we can say Game of Thrones.
Well, listen, so we watched Win the Wilderness. So I don't know if you've seen that on Netflix. So this guy goes off into Alaska, hikes like for 15 days, homesteads, builds his cabin out in the middle of nowhere. Now he's old, married, decides that he's going to give away his house. So the house, land, everything. So he invites all these couples out there and they get to win his house and land and the whole deal. And
we
watched the whole thing, loved it, found out afterwards. Like, so a little spoiler alert for anybody that's going to watch Win the Wilderness.
Win the Wilderness.
Yeah, the guy's wife ends up dying after they leave from a heart problem. And he ends up marrying some 25-year-old girl who now wants to go back and take over the cabin that he just gave away. So, spoiler alert.
Wow.
So,
when you love this guy during the
Win the Wilderness thing, when you love him, just think about what he did afterwards. Anyway.
I thought it was going to be boring.
Yeah. So, here's the thing, though. So, we're like, what do we do next? So, somebody said, hey, you should watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. I watched
that's
that
one of my
too.
Favorites, too.
No.
Yeah, you don't like it?
Listen. It has to be the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, somebody recommended this to you, Sherry? Because I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is happening right now? Some of this stuff that happens in it, maybe it gets better, but here's the deal. Sherry started watching it again last night, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm not watching another episode.
What season are you on? Because there's a weird season.
Okay, well, season one is where we are. Like, episode 7 or 8, and I've walked away from a couple of them because I'm thinking this is just the oddest thing I've ever seen. So now, last night, we turn it on. She watches one episode. I'm like, I'm done.
we'd watch an episode, and then we'd say, okay, well, we can watch one more episode.
The reason
just
you
one
have
more.
To like,
just
we don't have to get up
because
really
it's
early
the
in the
weirdest
morning.
Thing.
No,
you'd
it
be
sucks
up, like, what
you
weird
in.
Thing's going to happen next?
It is kind of weird, but...
So, Gia, what are you watching?
I'm not really watching anything. The last one I watched was In the Dark. Have you seen that one?
No, but I remember you telling
she's,
me about it.
She's the lady's blind.
Okay.
But yeah, it's actually on CW, I think, is what it usually runs on. But yeah, that was the last one I watched. But it was good too.
And it's farming season for you guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's ramped up and.
A little,
a
little bit.
Not out in the fields.
They are. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And my brother in law and sister in law just built a new house, Jay and Shelley.
Okay.
So they're in the process of moving into the new house. So yeah, yesterday they spent all day with Tad was out. They built a pond.
When they built the house, they built a pond.
Yes, and they did the deck.
Yeah.
They would need to get that in the pond before the water fills up. But that's what they did yesterday. So, but yeah, now they're back to cutting beans. So it is a little crazy.
Yeah. So give me your little synopsis of what do you think of COVID-19? Where are you at with everything that's going on right now? Are you done with it? Are you worried about it?
Listen, I was over it on day two.
Yeah. I'm totally over it too.
Yeah.
I think it's. I don't know. I wear a mask when I have to,
yep.
And that's about it.
So you have to define have to, right?
Yeah, like, well, Walmart,
if the rules
grocery store.
Say you have to, then we'll do it. Because I'm a rule follower, so
yes,
if I'm
I don't
asked
like
to
not
do it.
Follow,
I'll do
yeah.
it, but
yeah. Here's the crazy thing. So around Indiana, like, yeah, I won't wear one. Like, period. Well, mm-hmm. I won't go to Walmart because I think they're communist, by the way. So I'm not going to Walmart anyway, so that's not going to happen. But, you know, anywhere they'd say, like, you have to wear a mask, I'm just not going in, you know. So
that's totally my husband's right. attitude.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm thinking, like, you go out west. We just got back from a trip out west. So I think, oh, you get out there, like, this is where all the backwoods, cowboy, hillbilly, like, mm-hmm. right where I'd fit in.
Yeah.
You know, so you get out there, and we get to northwest Montana into Whitefish. And we walk into the store, they're like, you need to leave unless you have a mask on. I'm like, this is Montana.
Well, they don't even have like any cases Montana. Out there, do they?
I have no idea.
You're
I'm
on
like,
the fresh
what
air.
Is going on? So we go to another store. No, you have to leave. I'm like, am I in the wrong place? I thought you'd come to Montana and like you could wear a gun mm-hmm. walking into things.
Yeah.
It's like the Old West or something. But it for sure wasn't that way. But I'm kind of like you guys, kind of over, ready for it to be done. You know.
Yeah.
Done with that piece of it. So let's talk a little bit about Champs and what we're doing out there, what we're trying to accomplish, what's happening. So one of the things we talk about is we're not a gym trying to compete with other gyms. Like, we're just not opening a gym to compete with other gyms. So you guys can talk a little bit about this. But the one thing about Champs Academy that I think is unique, I mean, I don't know that if any other gyms in our area that are like this, but Champs Academy is a business for mission. And so it was started with the idea that, you know, we want to be able to add value to the community. And so we felt like one of the ways to add value is to be able to have a gym, you know, a place that people can come and work out and get healthy and do that kind of stuff. But at the same time, that we also want to be able to not only help the community from the standpoint of getting healthy, but we want to help the community by giving away money. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the, you know, business for mission idea. So part of it is financial. Right. Other part of it, there's other parts of business for mission, but part of it is financial. So maybe talk a little bit about what are some of the things that we've done in the past at Champs Academy to be able to fulfill part of that mission to be able to give away money. So maybe you can describe a little bit about that.
Okay, so we've had some events in the past, so not had anything this year, but the prior year we did an event called Amazing Grace. And so what we do with Amazing Grace is the proceeds from that event we donate to cancer services in Huntington County. We've done that. We've had a company that has come in with a weightlifting competition, and if we when we help with that, then we get the proceeds from the door sales, and we have donated that to multiple organizations, the Humane Shelter, Pathfinder Services. Because side note, Creative Abilities, which is a piece of Pathfinder Services, does rent space from us, and so we're very involved with those folks. So another way that we could give back to the Creative Abilities division. And so yeah, it's been really great to be able to do that. One year we do an annual MRF competition, mm-hmm. and FYI, our competitions are fun and
they are fun. Yeah.
But we did we had people bring in different items and we sent them to I think five individuals in the armed service. So that was really cool to be able to do that. But another outreach that we have, we are associated with Place of Grace here in town, which is has been a lot of fun, and just can I share a little piece about that? Because not only so I'm a board member for Place of Grace. So when they wanted to start doing some exercising, our facility was a great choice for them. So again, they come in and we get to meet these wonderful ladies, and it's really great because then the ladies that are here can give them support. And I'm going to have Gia talk a little bit about how she became involved with that too, because it was, again, in our facility. We just kind of surround each other, and I think we all want to become involved, and we all want to give, and you don't always know how or where to do that, and so we share our lives with each other, and then we learn how we can become involved in some different things. So do you mind?
Yeah, let's just preface what you're saying, because I think this is a really important part that I think people miss sometimes mm-hmm. when we talk about business for mission. So One of the things we talk a lot about, whether it's on church on Sunday morning or conversations with people, is we say, like, God calls us to live on purpose, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. what we should do, because we're all allotted a certain amount of time, right? We only get a certain amount of time on this earth, so we should probably be pretty purposeful on what matters most. And so we know this from Scripture, right? The only thing that lasts at the end is relationships, mm-hmm. right? Like, the interesting thing is, we spend a significant amount of time amassing stuff that don't matter, that doesn't matter at the end. Scripture tells us, like, the only thing that's going to matter in the end is relationships, but we struggle with it. Just like you were saying, we're not sure, you know, if we have time for them, we're not sure how to make those mm-hmm. connections outside of our circle. Because, I mean, mm-hmm.
right.
the inner circle that we have is pretty good. Like, we can do relationships with the people that we're in an inner circle. But what about that other circle? What about those other people that need relationships that aren't connected to people?
Right.
You know, and how mm-hmm. we do all those things. So the part of Business for Mission that I think it's missing with Champs Academy is this idea that it's not money necessarily or just money, that it's relationships, that the mm-hmm. opportunity to build relationships. And again, mm-hmm. that's why I wanted to be able to have Gia on here, mm-hmm. because I think Gia is a representation of somebody who has experienced or taken the idea, like, I want to live on purpose, you know, mm-hmm. and I want to try to figure out how to expand my borders. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's, mm-hmm. you know, part of Gia's yes. story. Gia's story is like, I sit here and I know God's given me time. I know that He's given me talents. I know that He's given mm-hmm. me treasures. You know, and I think, Gia, I'm going to be speaking for you, and you can clarify this a little bit, but you were like, and I don't know what to do with them for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And over
absolutely.
Time, you mm-hmm. have done different things, you know, even yeah. outside of CHAMP, saying, okay, He's given me the ability. I'm going to go in and I'm going to do this. But specifically, you have said, okay, He's also given me a forum or a place here to be able to build on that relationship capacity. So, yeah, talk
yeah,
a little bit
definitely,
about that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Well, you had done a sermon one Sunday about talents, you know, that God gives us so many talents. And I was, you know, I think like everybody else, I'm like, what talent do I have? And I'm like, well, I mean, I do hair, you know, and we were
mine looks great.
And you know, Rand had talked, we had talked a lot about Place of Grace, and
because we talk a lot all the time,
yeah, we do. And I was like, oh, what if I could go and do the hair for the ladies at the house?
Yeah.
I was like, how would that work? Or, you know, I was actually thinking more of it, but I would do it like on a regular basis. It hasn't been real regular, but it's just because the need hasn't been there. But so I just would go in, and some of the girls, when they first get into a Place of Grace, they're on probation, they can't leave. So they're there for maybe 4 months.
Right.
You know, you need your hair done. So I've gone, and while they're there, I've gone, and I just take my stuff there, and mm-hmm. I've done their hair. And then, you know, that's kind of given me a chance to be in relationship with some of them women, and yeah, it's been great. And then to see them at the gym, it's even better. I mean, we just definitely, it's more of a community, I think, at CHAMPS for all of us women. You know, you go there obviously for the physical aspects of it, you know, to get in shape, but it's also emotionally and spiritually such a gift, because we encourage each other. I mean, I really feel like we love and support each other. Mm-hmm. And it's great.
Even when she's lifting more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
That doesn't happen very often.
Let's talk about the health aspect, right? Because mm-hmm. I think this is the other thing sometimes that gets missing in this whole quest to be healthier, you know, is that I think people, too, would overlook how emotional health fits in with physical health mm-hmm. and how the just coming in and getting better physically isn't always the answer for everybody, mm-hmm. that there's a lot of other aspects over. And so that's why we've talked a lot that at CHAMPS, part of what we talk about or the foundation of what we do is mind, body, and soul, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because we think that whole relationship aspect of it all. So something that, you know, you guys can both talk on. So one of the things, if you don't know about CHAMPS, is that we have a lot of women and very few men, you know, that they come to CHAMPS Academy. And mm-hmm. and I think this is probably why, because women are way more relational than men are.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so the whole relationship aspect of it all is appealing. Like mm-hmm. it's something that I don't want to just come in and get in better health. I want to come and I want to be in relationship with people. So kind of talk about the format of how things happen at CHAMPS, or maybe some of the things that you guys have done to continue to build on that relationship aspect. And then we can talk a little bit about how do we reach guys? Like, how do we get to this place where guys experience some of the same things and how we can help them get to that place?
Sure. So as far as, so we offer classes. So our classes are included in our membership. So, but a lot of the women come to the classes and the men come in individually and do their own thing, which is completely fine. But you're right. Women, we thrive on the community piece for sure. So, and we challenge each other. So, and we're not coming in and lifting crazy things. We all like to see what our bodies can do. And that looks different for everyone. And we all have different goals. So, but we recognize that in each other and figure out ways that we can help push each other.
Well, and I think that's what's so great. You know, we have such a wide range of not only abilities and fitness levels, but ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm working out with, Morgan and Addie and Kelly that are, in their 20s and, trying to keep up with them. And
well, you're only in your 30s.
I was going to say, I mean, they're only like 10 years younger than you, right?
Yeah, And then there's a group of ladies that ran coaches that are in their, up to their 60s to 70s. And that inspires me to be like, okay, I still want to be doing this. Mm-hmm. And, so it's just,
So let's talk about that a little bit, Gia, because that's the other thing that I think is really important. Like, we don't forget that it's our responsibility to train a generation that can train a generation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even just talking about the idea of physical training. Like, this idea of relationship diversity, the idea that people who are 60 can work out with people that are 20 and that we can learn from each other. And how important that part of it is, because that's the thing, like, help connect the dots with Scripture. So Scripture tells us all the time, like, our responsibility is to train up a generation of people, but you can't train them if you're not in relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, if we're not in relationship with people, how are we ever going to be able to do that? And we tend to gravitate to what we're comfortable with. And part of our gravitation to what we're comfortable with is people who are like us, our age, people. But what Champs is offering through the classes is again, an understanding that it's not just ability. You can be all different abilities and still be able to fit. You can be at all different ages and still be able to fit. And I think that's comforting, because I don't think people always recognize that piece when it comes to Champs Academy, that you can come in at any ability wherever you're at. And be able to find a place inside of a class or inside of a relationship with people. So I just think that's an important part of what you guys are doing.
Right, and it's not intimidating.
No.
What's fun for me to see is, my golden beauties, as they're called, they come in at a certain time, and Gia and Linda and Pam a lot of times will come in while the golden beauties are still here. And so they have gotten to know each other, and that's been really cool to see. But what's even more fun is my golden beauties, some of the ladies will say, hey, I saw Gia doing this thing over there, and I want to learn how to do that. I want to know how to do that. And so it's just really fun to see how it all fits together like
that. Right, and some of these relationships have been even built outside of the gym. Like, I see you guys posting things on social media where you go out as a group of girls. I think you talked about that there's possibility going to be a retreat with a group of girls that are going to go out and do some things. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think people miss the aspect of is that we're not just trying to be a gym. You know what I mean? So when we're looking at this idea and we're trying to decide success, right? Because I think that's always important to understand, because how you determine success will determine how you do business, right? And so what you guys have determined, or what you've talked about, Rayan, is success isn't just determined by numbers of members. Success isn't just determined by number of payments come in. Success isn't just determined by how full the gym is. Success is determined by how well we accomplish our goals, how well we build relationships, how well we help with mind, body, and soul, and not just one of those elements. And that we know that it's being effective because people are building relationships even outside of, the gym and have friendships that are lasting outside of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just think that's a cool part of what you guys are doing and how that can fit together. Why do you think it is that guys are absent from, because I don't honestly think that it's just Champs Academy. I think guys at times are absent.
We're intimidating.
Yeah.
So we'd be a little bit afraid if we were working out past with you that you would beat us. Let me give you a little story about how this works. So not that Rayanne does this all the time, but, you know, because I don't want you to think that it could be intimidating. So Isaac and I worked out together before COVID.
Yep.
You know, and so then COVID happened and, yeah, we didn't, and now we're trying to get back into it again.
I saw them once. It's happened. No, listen,
and it's happening today.
But it's happening.
By the way, so it's happening. So here's the deal. So one time we're talking about, so Rayanne put some of these lifts up there. Sometimes we do our own things. Sometimes mm-hmm. we do Rayanne stuff, and sometimes I refuse to do some of the things that Rayanne puts up there.
Like burpees, I'm not doing like burpees.
Like I don't care what's on the board. I'm not doing a burpee. There's got to be something else that I can do.
And he gets angry about it.
No, I do, because I think it's dumb. Don't make this fat guy get down. Right now. I'm not getting back up.
But once you get up, it's a celebration.
No, it's not. Okay, for some of them, here's the point. So there's a time I'm like, hey, we're going to get ready to do this exercise. You know, and Isaac's like, what kind of weight should we do? And she looks at me and she's like, well, Gia does this.
Oh, God.
It's true. I did say that. Like,
is that supposed to be encouraging? Because I'm not exactly sure. Like, I mean, is that supposed to make me feel good or bad? Like, when it was kettlebell swings, that's what it was. I go over there and grab these kettlebells, and Rayanne looks at me like, well, Gia does the green stripe ones. I'm like, okay. Well, Gia's better than me right now.
and you did say that.
No, I didn't. But it's all fun. Yeah, you know, yeah. It is part of it. It's a lot of fun. And then that's the thing that I want to make sure that people are aware of, whether it's you, Gia, or Rayanne. The ability to be able to come and talk to you, to be able to be able to have conversations, to be able to get advice, to be able to, you know, feel encouraged, you know, in the midst of that. That's the other thing that I think is, you know, pretty exciting is that anybody can come in, and it's not like you're off limits. It's not like if you didn't pay for your, you know, one-on-one time as a trainer that you can't really ask me or that you can't do. I mean, anybody that's in there that works the desk, anybody that's there on a regular basis is very open to, like, you have questions.
Oh,
or,
absolutely.
And it's done in a very loving way. And, you know, I've said this before, like, even yesterday, Isaac and I are working out in there, and what's cool about it is that then Isaac's like, hey, Rayanne, you want to come out and see my new car? You know, my new car that I bought, that it's even bigger than.
I'd already been eyeballing.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's even bigger than. It's just the relationship aspect.
Definitely.
And I can't stress enough that, you know, if people are going to come and be a part of Champs, you know, that they would understand that probably one of the greatest gifts that you'll ever give is probably not your health. Probably one of the greatest gifts you'll ever give is people that actually care about you. Mm-hmm. Like people that notice you, people that don't just expect you. You know, and I've always appreciated this, Rayanne, about Champs Academy is that it's not just a membership number. Like, you're going to sign up, and once we start taking your money, we don't care about you. Just, you know, get here. Is that we know people. Like, you know them, and you recognize them, and we see them as real people and real lives. And we do care that it's more than just as the gym floor.
Absolutely.
The relationship part of it. So I think that's just a special part of.
Well, and that's Rayanne. I mean, that's her. That's the atmosphere that she's building at Champs.
Right.
And we all feed on it. And, you know, it is fun. You support each other. You see, you know, a little milestone. Somebody's doing a regular push-up instead of a push-up on their knees. Or, you know, you're encouraging them. It's, you know, it's a great, mm-hmm. it's just, like I said, it's like a little community that, you know, we just encourage each other. And it is more relationships mm-hmm. rather than just, yeah, I keep coming back. I mean, I like the physical aspect of it, but, you know, I come back because I want to see him. You know, yeah. I can't imagine going a day without seeing
you. I thought you just came in just to talk to me.
Yeah, well, that too, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about what Champs has to offer. So if somebody wants to, somebody's listening to the podcast, mm-hmm. and they're saying, you know what, I hear this. I do want to work out on purpose. You know, I do want to experience some of the aspects of what you're talking about at Champs Academy. How do they get involved? Like, what do? Do they show up? Do they call? Do they, you know, how do they get involved? What does it look like? You know, what is it? How much is a membership? What does your membership include? And talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so we are, our facility is open 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sundays 1 to 9. And memberships are single memberships are $35 a month. Family memberships or household memberships are $50 a month. Within that membership is it encompasses every class we offer. It encompasses open gym time. If you want to come hang out from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., that's fine too. There's no time limit on what you can spend. That also includes, I will invest my time into you as much as you want me to. So I actually do some personal training for quite a few people right now. So that's been a lot of fun to do that. So
yeah, and really, Ray, and anybody that's there, because Gia is at the desk at times,
yes.
You know, Gia mm-hmm. can also do the same thing if people have questions, be able
absolutely.
To
most of the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come up, talk, ask, you know, and be able to do that. So park
yes.
again, so it's $35 for a single person. Mm-hmm. And if they want to get signed up, do they show up? Do they call you? How does the process work?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
So any of the above. So they can call the church and they can be transferred into CHAMPS. Email, stop in. There's almost always somebody here that would be able to help them.
Yeah, so just a plug. So we all know that colleges are going to be done essentially mm-hmm. in after Thanksgiving, and people are going to be home for a while, a lot mm-hmm. of them. So we're going to have a lot of college students coming back. So great opportunity for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
we have, do we still have the ability for people to drop in? Do we have
yes,
that?
As long as it's during staffed hours.
Right.
So
right. Yes,
almost. Almost all day.
Right. So there's a drop-in fee,
right.
you know, that,
yes.
that people pay. So
$5
drop-in
fee.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you can also just come, and this is the other cool thing I think about CHAMPS compared to what I would know about mm-hmm. Other people is if you want to come in and work out for a month, you just pay for a month. You don't
right.
have to sign up and
correct.
Be on the books for 6 months or
mm-hmm.
a year. I mean, if you want to come in and you want to work out for a month and give it a try, and if you want to try the classes, which I think is cool, it's all
mm-hmm.
included into your
right.
membership
right.
and that you can
mm-hmm.
be a part of that. So you can try a lot of different things
yes.
with that membership. Now,
yes.
with the $50 household mm-hmm. membership, is that limited to a certain amount of kids? Like, I had eight. Would all eight of them count?
Yes.
I didn't know there's like limited. If you got
up to three adults,
if you were crazy and had eight children, then we can only accept four of yours.
We would probably refer you somewhere else.
Yeah, right. To a psychologist
yes.
who would say, why would you ever have eight children?
No, they would. They
okay.
can be encompassed into
yeah.
into your membership.
Yeah, so that's all fine. Part of the family membership.
Right. Usually, three adults is in a household would be encompassed into that $50,
right,
and then $10 per adult in addition to that. So for example, household basically is whoever's living in your home.
Yeah, right.
If you have six adults living in your home, that would
yeah right
not encompass that. So
let's hope
yeah.
that you don't have six adults living
yeah.
in your home,
which is crazier, six adults, eight kids.
I don't know but
yeah,
it might
know.
Be a little weird if six adults are living in your home right now, maybe, like, I don't
yeah.
know. But yeah, that would be odd. So again, so people can go, do they the number to call to get hold of CHAMPS is
260-355-0055, and then that brings into the cafe, so then the cafe would just transfer the call out to us. And
right, so the option when they call in, there's not a CHAMPS Academy option?
There might be.
Okay,
maybe,
well, we're going to have to check
two?
On that one. So whenever people call in, we're going to have to figure out if there's a CHAMPS
I'm not
Academy
sure.
option. If there's not a CHAMPS Academy option, do the Cafe of Hope, Cafe of Hope.
Right.
Which, again, is just another addition to, here's a little extra bonus for you. So if you come to CHAMPS Academy, what's attached to that is the Cafe of Hope. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to actually be bringing on Jenny next week is going to be on our podcast, and we're going to be talking about the Cafe of Hope, which is also another business permission inside of Life Church. But if you get done working out and you want, you know, to be able to have lunch, or if you want to even be able to get,
mm-hmm.
Like they have a Spartacus right now, they're working on, which I think is really cool, they're working on coming out with other lines
mm-hmm.
of healthy energy drinks and protein drinks
yep.
and things that people can get after they're done working out. So it's another great opportunity for people to be able
right.
to do that. So again, just excited to have you guys on, excited about what's going on at CHAMPS Academy, and really excited to see what God's going to do in CHAMPS Academy in the future. Because, you know, COVID has put somewhat of a hurt on us being able to do events, you mm-hmm. know, and stuff. But when we look at 2021, being able to open it back up and have events and be able to invite community into, you know, and so we're going to be brainstorming about those. I'm sure you will be brainstorming about those and the things that are come. And again, we just thank you guys for everything mm-hmm. you're doing. Thank you for, you know, what you've allowed God to do in your lives, answering, you know, the call in whatever level that looks like. Because we all know this, when we answer, then God can do what he wants to do. You know, when we sit on the sidelines, it's hard for him to work. But when we are in the game, you know, then God can do whatever he wants. And you guys are just a representation of how God works through all of us ordinary people to be able to do extraordinary things. So thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And again, we'll be doing episode 3 next week, where we're going to be talking to the Cafe of Hope. So thanks, everybody, for joining us.